President Joe Biden delivered his State of the Union address last night, and joining us this morning with his thoughts is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, it was a long night, but I'll say from Biden's standpoint, one of his goals is to change his polling, especially amongst Democrats, and I believe he did that. He gave a good speech for him, and his theme of finishing the job, I think, is a big help to him amongst Democrats, because there's a lot of big spending in that State of the Union message.
And it would seem like the economy was a big part of his speech.
Oh, no question about it. And he did get heckled by some Republicans on the debt situation and Social Security and Medicare. But I do believe he delivered the message to try to improve his polling with Democrats.
And you mentioned his heckles, because he got a rather big response when he said that basically there are some Republicans who want to cut Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah, and other than Senator Scott in a statement a couple of months ago, I haven't heard any Democrats and Republicans stressing cutting. Obviously, when you have a big budget and that's a big item, it has to be addressed. But I haven't heard the Republicans, and they went after Biden on that one.
There was also a topic of abortion that got some mention during his speech.
No question about it, and I think the American bishops have to make a decision. Can they continue allow what he calls a devout Catholic to preach abortion as much as he does? And I'll be interested if the bishops specific go after him. Usually the bishops don't do that.
And, of course, we had the GOP response from Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, she didn't deliver till 10:45, number one. I thought she did a good job for conservative Republicans, you know, to try to hold that base. And she is the youngest governor, and her dad, of course, was governor. So I think she did a good job, but she wasn't on till 10:45.
Now, do you think that after seeing this speech, it's likely Biden's going to seek another term?
Oh, as of today, I think that was the kickoff for 2024 for him. Realize he'll be 82 when the campaign starts, and if he wins, he'll leave office at 86. So, Trump is also in the 80 category, so it will be interesting the decision the American voters will have to do. If I could end with one thing, in the early days, Dan, it's in the Constitution that there has to be a State of the Union. But in those days, they delivered a written document. There wasn't this big TV thing. Obviously, they couldn't. But I'd like to see them go back to that, because it's become too much of a television show.
All righty. Well, we'll see if that ever happens going forward, but we'll just have to keep watching on that. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.